On D-Day, 6th of June 1944, Allied forces launched a combined naval, air and land assault on Nazi-occupied France. It was codenamed Operation Overlord, and the Allied landings on the Normandy beaches marked the start of a long and costly campaign to liberate northwest Europe from German occupation. And the Allied invasion of Normandy was seen as a turning point of World War II. Commemorations marking D-Day took place in New Zealand yesterday and have been underway in the UK today. But this year, Russia's President Vladimir Putin was not invited to join other world leaders marking the 75th anniversary. And this comes as Russia has claimed that the significance of D-Day has been exaggerated and also downplays the key roles played by the Red Army at Stalingrad and Kursk. The head of defence studies at Massey University, Professor Ruben Azizian, joins us to discuss whether Russia might have a point. Good evening, Ruben.
Good evening, Karen.
Can we have a quick history lesson regarding Russia's involvement in World War II and what precipitated it? Because I believe they had a non-aggression pact with Germany until 1941, but that all changed when Hitler broke the agreement.
Yes, that's correct. So the history of World War II is a very complex and complicated case, really, and unfortunately very much politicized as well. And this politicization goes on since, you know, as the moment the Second World War ended, we enter Cold War and now post-Cold War. So the factual side of that is, yes, indeed, Soviet Union, which was the country at the time, and Russia was part of the Soviet Union. It's important that we remember that it was Soviet Union, not just Russia, did reach an agreement with Germany. I have to say that many countries at the same time, at that time, were trying not to, get into a war with Germany, and Soviet Union was one of them, and signed that agreement, which was later, of course, deplored and was seen as encouraging German aggression against Poland and others. But in 1941, Stalin miscalculated and became the victim of German invasion, and the war that started lasted for 5 years and cost Soviet Union 24 million lives.
Yes, and there are different fronts in World War II. We hear a lot about the Western Front, but there was the Eastern Front, wasn't there?
Yes, correct. And the Soviets actually, again, I emphasize the Soviets because sometimes I find that reference to Russians only is a little bit disrespectful of the many other nationalities that participated, and they are today independent countries. Ukraine and Russia might be confronting each other today over Crimea, but they were, part and a parcel of one country, and they lost lives in the same war. So it was the Soviet Union became the victim and attacked by Nazi Germany in 1941, and that was a very significant and important war.
And Ruben, we're talking about the action playing out here in France, aren't we?
Right.
And Normandy being on one coast.
Right.
And then the Soviet Union, you're quite right, they were on the other side of the country, weren't they?
Yeah, that's true. And interestingly, the Soviet reference to the Western Front is actually the preferred term for the Western Front is Second Front. Right. And that was, I think, also an agreed term when the leaders of the three allied nations, you know, the Britain, United States, and Soviet Union met, and they were talking about opening the second front. So for the Soviets, the second doesn't mean the first, right? So we have to appreciate that the Second World War and was unfortunately politicized, of course, in the Soviet Union as well, but in the minds of the Soviets, they were the ones who actually, their battles changed the course of the history and course of the Second World War. And the Second Front was second to the first, which was the Eastern Front. That is how the Soviets view the history of the Second World War.
And they were doing a very good job of it.
The Soviets?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, of course, if you read Soviet interpretations of the Second World War, the constant, the way this is where we have, right? The Western literature about the Second World War refers regularly to the Soviet-Nazi secret pact of 1939 and suggesting that, you know, in fact, Soviet Union encouraged Germany for an aggression. Now, the Soviet interpretation is that, you know, the Brits appeased the Germans. They allowed Germany to take over, you know, parts of the, you know, Czechoslovakia, and also that the Western allies were deliberately delaying the opening of the second front, of the Western front. So this is what has been going on for a long time, this debate and mutual criticism and accusation of, you know, whose fault it was that the Germans actually launched the aggression and whose fault it was that it took so long to actually end the war.
So Putin has a good point then.
Yes, he does. And this is what I see, I think, is a problem with, you know, in the way Western countries continue to treat Putin and Russia, and not really helping, in my opinion, promotion of democracy. We know that Russia today is not a truly democratic nation. It is quite, you know, authoritarian, you know, led by someone who is not really very much fond of liberal democracy. But it is important to appreciate that in this particular case, Putin reflects and articulates the feelings of the Russian people who feel like they've been marginalized, that their contribution hasn't really been appreciated. And so I read some articles about, you know, Putin trying to score political points. It is a very easy scoring of points in this case for Putin because he doesn't have to persuade much. Most of the public in Soviet Union or Russia does believe that it was them that really paid the highest price, and at least they deserve to be mentioned, and at least their leader needs to be invited to this celebration.
Yes, why do you think that he wasn't invited, Ruben?
Well, it's also quite unclear, actually, Karen, from what I'm reading, because I read somewhere that it was the reason he wasn't invited was because the 75th anniversary was primarily an event for prime ministers, heads of governments, not presidents. But I don't understand what that interpretation means, because the United States president is there. So my understanding of that, by the way, the Chinese president wasn't invited either, and China was also a contributor, you know, to the victory against you know, Japan at least, and overall in the Second World War. So in my opinion, it's just it's because of overall attitude to Russia, the sanctioning of Russia for misbehaving in Crimea and, you know, in Ukraine. And definitely, you know, Russia has, you know, in my opinion, not been always on the right side of the history dealing with some, you know, neighboring countries. But to me, confusing this with such an important event as you know, the D-Day and the Second World War is a mistake.
How many people in the Soviet Union died as a result of World War II? Do you know?
Yeah, well, the latest figure I heard is 24 million.
Gosh.
24.
That's a lot of people. So they must have their own commemorations within Russia.
Oh, yeah, very much so. Well, they celebrate, of course, their battles, and they celebrate the Stalingrad battle, the Kursk battle, and the Victory Day, which was on the 9th of May, and recently it was celebrated in many countries also, especially also with Russian communities. But also it's a very important event. And speaking of political scoring, which doesn't happen only in Russia, is obviously a Victory Day is an important opportunity for Putin and the current government to unify people and actually promote something, a common value and interest among former members of the Soviet Union. So clearly, at a time when Russia does experience economic and social problems, Putin is using this as an opportunity to remind Russian people that, Russia has made major contributions, and unfortunately Russia is not fully appreciated and so on. But in fact, I think it's important to accept that while he's using that for some political scoring, it is not about political scoring. It is about the reality of the Second World War, which is widely shared in Russia and the Soviet Union, and it's not just politicking.
And finally, do you think that the Second World War would have ended the way it did without Russia's involvement?
No, I don't think there's anyone, a serious expert anywhere, including Winston Churchill, by the way, who repeatedly mentioned the Soviet sacrifice, that the war would have ended without the Soviet Union being part of it. Unless, of course, we can, hypothetically, if the United States was willing to, spend more resources and be involved fully from the very beginning, and we know that it took a while before the United States got involved, things could have happened. I mean, and eventually, the war, the Nazis would have been defeated, but clearly it probably would have taken much longer time.
Fascinating stuff. Thanks so much for sharing that with us tonight.
Oh, my pleasure, Karen.
Great information.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night, Karen. Thank you. Bye.
That's the head of Defence Studies at Massey University, Professor Ruben Azizian.